Hi, everybody. During the months of March and April, we are highlighting the work of Rios to Rivers in our community effort to showcase organizations who are working towards social justice, environmental action, and more inclusive public lands.
Rios to Rivers inspires the protection of rivers worldwide by investing in underserved and indigenous youth who are intimately connected to their local waters and support them in their development as the next generation of environmental stewards.
Founded in 2012, Rios to Rivers programs have connected 234 underserved and indigenous students from 20 endangered river basins in 7 countries. The programs have included students and community leaders from 21 indigenous nations.
Rios to Rivers envisions a world in which youth who are intimately connected to their local waters and tribal communities are equipped to become the next generation of passionate leaders for healthy rivers and communities.
Make monthly charitable giving a trend in your life in 2024 and help to support Rios to Rivers this March and April. Visit the link in our Instagram bio for more information. So I was at the dentist this past week.
Oh, how drilling.
Yes.
I couldn't resist.
Yeah, look at you. I really like going to the dentist. I know some people don't like it. There's something about having something in your mouth and trying to talk at the same time that's really thrilling to me.
Wow, fascinating.
Fascinating.
I just learned so much about you just now.
I had a really great hygienist, and most of the time they're really great, but I really like when you like have this like connection and you feel like you're talking and you feel very like zoned into their personality.
Mm-hmm.
Things were good. She was asking me if I had any vacations coming up, and I mentioned that, you know, I have a friend and I that hike the national parks and we actually have a podcast. And I told her that it was called Gaze at the National Parks, G-A-Z-E. And she was like, oh, so you guys are stargazers, huh? And I was like, oh honey, no.
I mean, that is something you can do.
Oh, yeah, it is.
That is something you
it
can
is.
Do, stargazing.
Stargazing.
We did not do that at Bryce Canyon.
No.
And it was like the darkest place in
the contiguous U.S.
The contiguous U.S.
Contiguous.
There's a drag name in the word contiguous somewhere. And there's like some really stunning stargazing at Black Canyon at the Gunnison,
right,
which is in Colorado.
And some and other great
maybe
places.
Maybe we'll get there
stargaze
at some point.
Yeah.
What are we doing on today's trail mix, Mike?
We're taking a trip in the Wayback Machine.
The Wayback Machine again.
The Wayback Machine again.
It's back.
It's back, baby. Yeah, we're taking a trip back to talk about how we first actually sort of started.
We can call it traveling. Yeah,
we were traveling together through space and time. We're going to talk about some epic walking today that we've done and that really started to form the very early parts of this traveling relationship that we have together.
So not long after you and I met, you can hear that entire story on episode 8, Origin Story.
Mm-hmm.
I remember there was this day. It had been a very cold winter.
Yeah.
It was 6 years ago, maybe. I don't know, 5 years.
It might have been that first year. That may have been like post-Hurricane Sandy.
I think it was
like 2013.
Year, 2013.
Like, yeah.
So we're looking at 6 years ago. I had been teaching a class on Saturday morning,
mm-hmm,
and I was driving back home, and it was gorgeous, and it was beautiful.
It was like
and
an was April day.
First warm spring day.
Mm-hmm.
Suddenly, everybody's mood had changed.
Yeah.
I didn't have anything planned that day except to teach that class.
Right.
And I was on my way home and I called you on a whim and I was like, hey, what are you doing today? And you were like, nothing.
Yeah.
And I was like, do you want to just go to the city and walk around? I mean, it's gorgeous. Like, and you were like, yeah, let's go.
Yeah. So I drove up to you and we just like hopped in your car, jumped into the city. I just remember because I don't like to drive in the city and you were like, oh, whatever. I do this all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, I'll drive in. We'll find a great little parking spot.
Also had never been to Central Park at that time.
I had walked briefly into the park, but never like had taken a big stroll.
Defending ourselves.
No. I'm not defending myself. I'm just setting the record straight. I'm flip-flopping, as it were. So I had been onto the outer outskirts of the park, but never
but
like...
you had never explored inside.
I had never really explored inside
And
the
I
park.
Was like, that's blasphemy.
Unacceptable.
Right. As the Northeastern person,
right,
you need to
right
go to Central Park.
Yeah.
So we parked in Hell's Kitchen and then we made our way up to Central Park.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, we're just going to keep walking. I mean, it was like a glorious day.
And we sat in the Sheep's Meadow for a little bit.
We did.
And like we people gawked.
Oh, yeah.
There was a lot
there
of
There were gawking. A lot of shirtless dudes
yeah.
in Sheep's Meadow that
yeah,
day.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
There are, I mean, on any given warm day, there's always a shirtless dude running around Sheep's right. Meadow.
A lot of frisbee playing, right, a lot exactly. of like, you know, maybe so some Quidditch if we're lucky.
We were like, let's keep strolling. And yeah. so like, I wanted to go up at least as far as the Delacorte Theater, which mm-hmm. is where they do Shakespeare in the Park, mm-hmm. which, oh my God, did you hear what they're doing this year?
No, what are they doing?
Hercules,
oh.
the Disney musical.
Put the gladiator, Hercules, whose daring deeds made great theater.
So we walk all the way up to the Delacorte.
Yeah.
And then I was like, you know, I want to go walk over on Riverside. Let's just like exit the park, you know, on the west side.
I think we walked around the reservoir for a little bit too.
Yeah, because yeah. that's up near there. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Stuff. Let's just exit the park around here. We'll walk over to Riverside,
yeah.
which was around 79th Street was mm-hmm. where we came out.
Yeah.
And so we walked over to Riverside Drive and mm-hmm. we walked along Riverside Park and then we made it onto, you know, the boardwalk essentially that like runs literally along the side of the river.
Yeah.
We started walking.
And I think the plan was too that like you had some friends that were in the city and we had kind of planned to meet up with them later. Like this kind of all really was an organic situation. That
totally organic.
We were going to meet them at South Street Seaport. We're like, great. Like we can, you know feel it out. Maybe we'll get on the subway. Maybe yeah. we'll get in an Uber. Or maybe we'll just keep walking it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and the keep walking it idea, that seemed like ridiculous because right. we were like up near like 70th Street at that point
right,
in time.
Right.
And we were like, well, I mean, that would be like a long way. But we kept walking. And what I remember is like neither of us like were complaining about the long walk.
No.
Like we were both like still feeling good.
Yeah.
Everything was great. I remember we were over on Riverside. I was like, yeah, that's New Jersey over there. And you were like, that is not New Jersey. And I was like, yeah, girl, it's New Jersey.
All right. I had my blonde moment.
We
let
like,
me have it.
That's the Hudson River.
Right.
And on the other side of it is New Jersey.
Right.
And you were like, are you sure? And I'm like, yeah, I'm sure.
You're like, the sun sets in the west.
I said, day is
New
dying
Jersey
in the west.
In the west. But yeah, we just kind of like kept
walking,
going,
and conversation was good. I mean, we kept talking the whole
yeah,
time.
Yeah, I mean, again, this is like probably the first year of our like friendship, so
yeah.
we are talking about a lot of different things. It was just very easy. The time passed so quickly, even though we walked for like I don't know how many hours. We got into the city in like
time.
Maybe 1 o'clock and we got down to South Street Seaport around like seven or so, something
and
that like
was that. Because as we were walking, we were like, wouldn't it be crazy if we walked all the way
right.
to South Street Seaport? I mean, that would just be crazy.
Right.
And we were like, yeah, that would be crazy. But we were still walking.
Oh, yeah.
And like by the time we got to about Chelsea, we were like, well,
we
we're
might as
too
well just
far.
Keep doing it.
Let's
yeah.
just keep going.
Yeah.
So we kept going. We walked all the way to South Street Seaport. We mm-hmm. met up with
friends. So we got some dinner and then we went to a few gay bars in the East Village,
exactly.
which was great. And it was such a lovely day. Everything
we really
just
weren't
worked
that
out.
Tired.
No, it was like beautiful. I think we were just so jazzed about being compatriots that enjoyed walking.
Like, absolutely.
And we're
I
like,
was like,
oh,
I
wow.
love long walks.
Walking
and you
and
were
talking.
Like, yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
And it's
yeah.
good.
And it
so
was real good.
We were like, we should do this again.
Yeah.
And like on the next like warm day.
But we'll kind of plan it out a little
we'll
bit.
We'll plan
more.
It out a little
yeah.
bit. So we were like, let's walk all the way from the Cloisters.
Right.
All the way to Battery Park. The Cloisters are located literally at the north tip of Manhattan.
Right near
and
the
then
GW.
Battery Park is right at the literally the southern tip of Manhattan.
Right.
So we were going to walk from the top to the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Google Maps says is about 13 miles. Would take about 4 hours to walk.
Really? Was it only 4 hours? It only says 4 hours?
It only says 4 hours.
Okay. I just feel like that trip seemed longer than that. But four
it
hours
did.
Is still a healthy amount of time.
So basically a year later, this time we're going to walk all the way from the Cloisters down to Battery Park.
Right. I feel like I had been to the Cloisters before. Had you been at that point?
I had been one other
okay.
time.
So we'd both been, but we were like...
It would be a great place to start. It's beautiful there.
Oh
and it'll
God.
Be a lovely
yeah.
place to like inspire us for this walk.
Yeah. Yeah.
We pulled into and parked around Hell's Kitchen.
Right.
And then we went up to the Cloisters. And the Cloisters is just beautiful, magnificent.
The Cloisters is managed by the Metropolitan Museum of Art. It's a monastery it's a former monastery.
It's actually a former like collection of monasteries.
Okay.
So literally they took all these monasteries from Europe, literally put them on a boat, brought them over and reconstructed them as one building.
Right.
And that gives us the Cloisters.
And it houses a lot of their more religious art and artifacts.
There is a lot of tapestry art mm-hmm. that you can see at the Cloisters. Mm-hmm. It was a little chillier this day and a little rainier, but we were like, we're going to do it anyway. Like, this is the only day we scheduled it.
Yeah, we penciled it in.
We can't.
We're busy gals on the town, so.
Exactly. So we got to...
Loving friendship and having it all, and maybe a great pair of shoes.
God, you get gayer every day. Mm-hmm.
It's a reference to 30 Rock and Kimmy Schmidt.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we leave the Cloisters and we set off down the West Side Highway, basically.
Yeah, and it was essentially the West Side Highway.
Yeah.
I mean, we had to like go through a little bit of Washington Heights.
Really, it's very interesting how the West Side Highway and like the park, I guess Riverside Park, right, is on that side.
Yeah.
Kind of like evolve and become one another and how yeah. we had to kind of navigate that.
I have never felt like at any moment in time when I'm in New York, no matter like where I am, it always feels like New York City to me. Mm-hmm. The only time I've ever felt like I am completely not in New York City is when I'm on this side of the city, like
yeah.
in the park, in Riverside Park.
It was weird, like weird layout up there that it didn't feel like the city at all. We essentially kind of walked a very similar route because
we did.
We
and got, it was one yeah. straight shot.
It was just a straight shot and kind of got down to Battery Park in probably about like maybe like 5 or 6 hours because we stopped here and there. We definitely jumped off and like we had prepared. We'd brought some snacks in a backpack, but I think I think some of us needed a Diet Coke.
Yeah, so. We did. We jumped off. We jumped back on. I remember getting down to Battery Park and by the time we were there, our legs were wanting to fall off.
Yeah.
And we were like, let's find a restaurant. So we found this cute little like American history themed restaurant right downtown. So when we were sitting in this restaurant eating after being exhausted, we checked our mileage after having walked around the Cloisters and having also like did some little jut offs on the thing. We were at about 16 miles.
Right.
And we were like, wow, well, that wasn't too, it's like 10 miles shy of a full marathon.
Yeah.
Let's like push ourselves next time
right.
and let's do a full marathon.
Right.
Which is a lot of walking. That's 26.2 miles.
Yeah.
Michael, tell us where we get 26.2 miles and the word marathon from.
There is a Greek story about a runner that ran from the city of Marathon to Athens to warn them of attack. Correct.
I thought it was to announce that the Trojan War was over.
Oh, okay.
Something like that.
But
it was a 26.2 mile run.
Right.
He got there.
And he died.
But he made his announcement and then he died.
Yeah.
So that is where we get that distance from.
Right.
So yeah, like the first person to ever run a marathon to drop dead. As a former marathon runner, I have run one. I signed up for a second one and I ran a half marathon and I finished with the half marathon.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. I've run like 5 half marathons.
Yeah.
A half marathon, which is a 13.1 mile journey, feels beautiful and healthy and like that feels like an achievement.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end of a full marathon, I just wanted to die
right.
and never move again.
Right.
So I won't be doing any more of those anytime soon.
So
but we wanted to do
a full walking marathon. Right. Because we're crazy people.
What a great way to see parts of the city we've never seen.
Yeah.
Cut to another year later. Yeah. We scheduled it.
Mm-hmm.
And we were like, okay, this time we're going to walk 26.2 miles.
Now, at this point, have we started to overlap into actual like physical travel with one another, like outside of the state? I think probably yes.
I think maybe our trip to Florida, which people can hear about on another Trail Mix, but not into national parks.
Not into national parks.
So I was the one who put the itinerary together.
You mapped it real good too.
New York trip, which involved like parking in Hell's Kitchen.
Yeah.
Walking up into Central Park, walking all around the reservoir a couple
twice,
of times.
I think
we had to make the reservoir twice. And then we got to like the northeast corner of the park. And then we went all the way over to the east side. And then we went up a whole bunch of blocks. And then we cut back over and walked all the way up to the cloisters.
Right. Then that was 13.1 miles.
That was essentially 13.1 miles.
Yeah.
Did the cloisters again. And then we walked the same path all the way back.
But we went right to the tip of Manhattan this time because you and I finished by looking at Lady Liberty.
We did.
Yeah.
We did. And we... And
saddle from, sore.
It's totally saddle sore.
Yeah.
When I say my... I actually had already run the marathon by the time we had walked that marathon. And my body felt exactly the same way at the end of walking that marathon.
I think that's where you introduced me to Body Glide.
Oh, yeah.
And the beauty is Body Glide.
Body Glide. An official sponsor, but hey, Body Glide, if you want to get in on this, come on, because we use you all the time.
Yeah.
Body Glide is this, like, it's sort of like a deodorant stick, but you can put it on all of the parts of your body that rub against other skin or rub against fabric, like when you move, so that you don't chafe and that you don't get blisters.
Right.
And let me tell you, that is...
It's a miracle product.
Oh, that is the most miraculous of products. And we covered ourselves in Body Glide that day, thankfully.
Glistening.
And then from there, we went and ate that exact same restaurant.
And you were like, I'm going to tell the waitress that we just walked a marathon.
You
were very proud. And I was like the like embarrassed teenager. And it's like, Dad, why'd you have to tell the waitress that?
I know. And she was like, oh, okay.
She's like, wow, moving you guys really deserve this beer then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, we did have beer. I mean,
we were first introduced to Miss Calorie Deficit.
Miss Calorie Deficit introduced herself to us that day.
She was like, hey, girl.
Hey, girl, you know who I am? I'm Miss Calorie Deficit.
And I'm here to stay.
We're here to sweat away the pounds.
Yeah.
So.
You know what I'm feeling?
What?
The weight loss.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Girl.
Oh,
I felt the weight loss that day.
Hey, everybody. We are actively planning our hiking for this year. And so, you know what that means. Our moon travel guides are out and about. We're marking them up and we're writing in all of our notes. We sincerely love them and we use moon travel guides all the time.
Moon is our favorite travel guidebook publisher because their authors are real people who live in and know the areas they're writing about like the back of their hand.
And we can trust them. From hikes to campsites to city sites to restaurants, Moon Travel has you covered.
So ready to cross something off your travel bucket list in 2024?
Have a lot of great ideas for trips but don't know how to get started or keep your itinerary organized?
Wherever your wanderings might take you or inspire you to go, Moon Travel has you covered.
Moon Travel is the travel guidebook publisher for ethical travel.
Don't spend months trying to craft the perfect getaway when you can do it all with Moon.
Whether you're headed out abroad, planning to take on the open road, or want to wander the trails of a national park, make sure to pack a Moon travel guide with you.
And through the end of 2024, our listeners can exclusively get 20% off any Moon travel guide when you go to moon.com. Use the code GAZE24 at checkout.
That's right. That is moon.com and use code GAZE24. And that's GAZE24 for 20% off any Moon travel guide in Moon's entire library at moon.com. And that is exclusively for GAZE listeners. Hey, everybody. We are actively planning our hiking for this year. And so you know what that means. Our moon travel guides are out and about. We're marking them up and we're writing in all of our notes. We sincerely love them and we use moon travel guides all the time.
Moon is our favorite travel guidebook publisher because their authors are real people who live in and know the areas they're writing about like the back of their hand.
And we can trust them. From hikes to campsites to city sites to restaurants, Moon Travel has you covered.
So ready to cross something off your travel bucket list in 2024?
Have a lot of great ideas for trips but don't know how to get started or keep your itinerary organized?
Wherever your wanderings might take you or inspire you to go, Moon Travel has you covered.
Moon Travel is the travel guidebook publisher for ethical travel.
Don't spend months trying to craft the perfect getaway when you can do it all with Moon.
Whether you're headed out abroad, planning to take on the open road, or want to wander the trails of a national park, make sure to pack a Moon Travel Guide with you.
And through the end of 2024, our listeners can exclusively get 20% off any Moon Travel Guide when you go to moon.com. Use the code GAZE24 at checkout.
That's right. That is moon.com and use code GAZE24. And that's GAZE24 for 20% off any Moon Travel Guide in Moon's entire library at moon.com. And that is exclusively for GAZE listeners.
So that was like, oh, let's make this a tradition.
Yeah.
Let's make this a tradition of walking a marathon somewhere.
Oh,
and we
yeah.
were like, there are so many places where we could walk a marathon.
Yeah.
Right? And it would be a great place to see new cities.
See new cities or explore parts of cities maybe some of us hadn't seen. Or
so we did another one.
We did
another
one.
And this was your
scheming.
This
was my home court. This was Philadelphia. Since Philadelphia was my home court, I was like, all right, I'll do all the mappings for this and we'll figure this out. So we drove in and we stayed with friends up in Manayunk. They were going to a wedding the next day and we're like, okay, great. Well, maybe we'll be done by the time you're leaving for this wedding. But if not, we'll see you later. We had like a way to get back, you know, and stay with them that night. But we woke up at like 5 a.m. and we like set off.
Shocking.
Yeah, shocking. We set off from Manayunk and we walked from Manayunk down Kelly Drive, which is right along the Schuylkill River. That takes you basically to the art museum. From the art museum, I think I took us down to Logan Square, which is where the Swan Fountain is, and we turned to go south and then went across the river into UPenn and Drexel area.
And that was so lovely to see.
And it was.
I had never seen that area.
University City
before.
Is its own little weird city within a city. Mm-hmm. So we walked through there and like through UPenn and then crossed the river again and we had lunch. And that
and
was
that
about
was
halfway.
This
that was
tiny little place.
Ants Pants.
Is that what
so
was it
great.
Called?
Yeah. Ants Pants. Yeah.
I real loved good. It. I got some sort of egg something.
Well, it's like, I think the owners are Australian, or it's like the food itself is inspired by like an Australian like breakfast diner spot.
It's lovely.
Mm-hmm.
It was lovely and simple good. And exactly what mm-hmm. we needed.
Right across from Rim's Dry Cleaning, which is like the best sort of dry cleaning name ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get your
rim cleaned.
Get your clothes cleaned
at Rims.
I don't know why a Rims dry cleaning in right. Philadelphia would be Southern, but
whatever.
Who knows?
So then we just kind of continued to meander down through the city, walked down South Street, walked across to Washington Square, walked to like...
And now I am living my full fantasy when we're doing all of this.
Right.
Because I have such a love for American history. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm just sitting here in a very zen-like pose right now, saying this out loud because of how much
He's
I love it.
He's actually levitating above the floor. It's amazing.
Literally levitating because of American
because
history.
Because of George Washington.
Including all of its flaws.
Yeah.
And I really do love it because mm-hmm. I truly feel like we can absolutely learn from our mistakes here. But Philadelphia has the most interesting, fascinating, beautifully curated historical museums.
Yeah.
And so we didn't go into any museums, or we did.
We did.
Yes, we did.
We went
did.
To the Ben Franklin Museum.
And let me tell you.
And you were like a kid on Christmas.
I am like a kid on Christmas right now talking about this because, first of all, Benjamin Franklin and I share a birthday. Mm-hmm. So I feel a kindred connection to him.
Dusty's his reincarnated form.
Exactly. Literally. Right. He has a fascinating story with how he actually got to Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. And that it just like fascinates me about like a being on a boat that was in the middle of a storm, and like he had to get to a river in New Jersey, and like then he had to get on another boat, and like, I mean, it's crazy how he ended up getting to Philadelphia mm-hmm. in the first place. This museum was just so well done. You could follow all of the various sort of, like, they broke it down into like his family life and his inventions and his contributions to government, and like you could follow things via symbols,
yeah,
like throughout the whole thing. And I'd never seen something curated like this, and I was obsessed.
It was really, really cool
with it. Yeah.
You're like, I'm reading everything, and I don't care what you say.
Literally, I was like, I'm reading everything right on this wall.
Yeah,
and luckily, to see, here's the thing, because I appreciate museum curation so much, I am very critical when it comes to it. Mm-hmm. This is one of the best curation jobs I've ever seen mm-hmm. because one, there's not too much text on the wall.
Yeah.
And the text that is there is the necessary yeah. text, and it like allows you to keep moving, because like museums should keep traffic flowing and your body should be able to take you into the next part right. of the exhibition to literally explore the story.
Right.
So the words on the wall are in service of doing that. And I felt like that was so true of this museum.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's only like, you know, one floor.
Yeah. And it's subterranean too.
It's underground, and it's like one open area with different sort of spots for different parts of his life, but everything's interactive.
And also managed by the National Park System.
Oh, is it?
There was a National Park Ranger at that desk. Oh, lest you
look
forget.
At that. I forgot mm-hmm. that. I did go in and like buy some sort of t-shirt.
You did.
I did. Course. I bought a Join or Die t-shirt. Mm-hmm. And I do have that flag too.
You do.
I don't wear that t-shirt in airports because I feel like it looks aggressive.
Yeah, but flags you.
But I do like that shirt, and I do like that flag because that's a flag of the American Revolution.
Yeah. We continued on our walking after a nice little respite in the museum. Also, it was like a summer day. It was like one of the hottest days
super
of the summer.
Hot. Yeah.
And everyone that we knew that like was a Philadelphia resident that was like, wait a minute, you're walking tomorrow. It's going to be a billion degrees. So like being in the air conditioning was great, but like we basically continued walking up to Franklin Square. So we hit, my plan for the trip too was to hit all of the squares in the city, like the four original parks that were supposed to be in the city. Actually, there were five, but City Hall took that fifth square. It was the middle square.
And if you haven't picked up on this already, walking around Philadelphia with Michael Bryan is like walking around Philadelphia with like a Philadelphian tour guide because he knows all of these things mm-hmm. and I am such a geek for all of these mm-hmm. things. So I was just like,
just
what's this
up.
And how did mm-hmm. it get here? And you
I was like, it's
could
a
answer
tree.
It.
This is all just from living in the city, picking all this stuff up. We walk to Franklin Square and then we loop back past Independence Hall and the Liberty Bell, and we come up Market Street and we walk basically up Market to City Hall and walk through it and back up to the Art Museum from the Ben Franklin Parkway. And we kind of hit our end. I believe we were pretty close to the museum by the time we hit our end of that trek.
We went into the Art Museum and it was literally like 15 minutes before it closed.
Yeah.
And they were like, well, you have 15 minutes. So like we just walked around like a couple of rooms. And then like right there near the entryway.
Yeah.
And then we were like, okay, well, let's go somewhere and eat. And it wasn't like the closest place. Like there wasn't like something a stone's throw away yeah. from the museum.
Yeah, there's not.
And you were like, okay, we're going to go to this pub that museum workers went to.
Oh my God.
And
yeah.
so we went.
Bishop's Collar.
We went there.
All of my Philadelphia.
All of, right, exactly. So right. we went to this.
The Collar.
Lovely place.
And
we ate there.
And we wolfed down everything.
Oh, we wolfed down everything.
Yeah.
It was like regular bar food.
But yeah.
It was like
calorie
the
deficit
most delicious
made her appearance
bar
again.
Food ever. How long did it take us ultimately to do that walk? We started around 5 a.m.
Yeah, I feel like it took us like almost 12 hours. I feel like because it was hot, because we stopped like for lunch.
It was around
we stopped
like,
for,
yeah, 4 yeah, we were finishing
yeah.
up.
So yeah. maybe like 11-ish, 10 to 11-ish hours.
And then I think we finished off that day like we had gone back to their friend's place.
Man,
and
yeah.
then we were like, oh, we're going to this other friend's place.
Yeah.
And then we went there And then did we stay the night?
We did. We stayed the night. We got some grub with these friends. And then like,
we left the next
headed
morning.
Headed out the next morning.
Yeah.
Fully dead.
And
risen from the grave.
We have not done a marathon walk since then.
No.
Because of all of our national park hiking.
Right. Because like a lot of the times with a national park trip, we'll be like, oh, we were away for a week. How many marathons did we walk in that week? Oh, the time we went to like Zion and Bryce and Canyonlands and Arches and Painted Desert and Grand Canyon. 3.5 marathons.
We did 3.5 marathons.
Three and a half marathons in that
so,
week.
So we no longer plan. I mean, we no longer actively plan
right.
these marathon walks, though. I mean, never say never.
Right.
Who knows when we might do another one. But now we use that sort of energy to gaze at national parks. We would also like to take a moment to give a huge shout out to Matt Kerouac over at on the KOA.com blog, who listed us at the top of a list of
the 16 best podcasts to listen to on a road trip.
So we just want to shout him out. Thank you so much for including us on that list of other incredible podcasts, which included things like Presidential, Criminal, Dirty John, Dr. Death, and My Favorite Murder. So we thank you so much.
Yeah.
And we appreciate you listening. All right, Mike, let's end this trail mix with a game.
That sounds great.
What game are we playing today?
We're going to play If I Could Walk 500 Miles.
Oh.
I feel like it's an appropriate game considering our episode's title, Walkabout. So If I Could Walk 500 Miles. So I did a little digging and I found this radius tool on Google Maps and I found out some cities that would be about 500 miles away. So it's almost like a would you rather or like a one has to go.
Oh.
But as far as walking goes, if you were to take a long walkabout.
Okay.
All right. So our cities that you could walk to that are about 500 miles away are Charlotte, North Carolina, Toledo, Ohio, or Quebec City, Quebec.
Oh, I think I would choose Quebec City.
So you would walk to Quebec City.
I would walk to Quebec City.
Quebec City is actually about it's a little shy of 500 miles. I think it's like 479, but that's close enough.
Nice.
Like Charlotte and Toledo are like right there. Like
perfect.
Yeah. So I thought that was like a fun little way to end our game.
I love that. And what would you
choose?
End
our show. I think I would probably choose Quebec City too, right?
Yeah.
We could just walk together.
And we could. Perfect.
I know. Perfect. Because, you know,
Charlotte, I have been to, and I know the route to Charlotte. I've never been to Ohio, but
maybe we will be.
Happen soon. But I feel like that's a lot of driving through Pennsylvania, which I have
done. It's
just
flat. I mean,
and then,
I think it would just
Quebec
be a flat trek.
City feels like a, that feels like
magical.
Magical.
Do you know that it's the oldest walled city in North America?
Oh, really?
I think it might be the only walled city left too.
Maybe so.
So there's that. Great.
This has been Trail Mix by Gaze at the National Parks, the podcast.
And we're here to remind you to hike early and hike often, and that adventure is always out there.
Follow our Instagram at Gaze at the National Parks.
You can also email us at gazeatthenationalparks@gmail.com.
Gaze at the National Parks was created and is hosted by Dustin Ballard and Michael Ryan.
This episode was edited by Dustin Ballard.
The theme song and original music was written and performed by Dave Seaman with Mariella Klinger.
All original artwork featured on Instagram is by Michael Ryan.
If you enjoyed this episode, leave us a review. We always appreciate it.
You were looking at your phone.
Oh, excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
Let she that does not look at her phone
cast
the first piece of glitter
yeah.
in my eye.